Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number three of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You know, I sold a bunch of stories. I don't know how many of them we're going to get to. We still have to talk about the cop molesting the 14-year-old, the murder of the innocent folk in Iraq.
You said it was an ex-cop.
Oh, that's right, ex-cop. Well, whatever. Anyway, sunscreen blocked by the FDA. Trying to keep you safe. We'll explore all that and more. 800-259-9231, whether it's all done tonight is another question. Let's go to the phones, to the amplifier line, to George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I had two funny things about what's going on in my airport right now that you're going to find pretty entertaining.
Okay.
Well, we just finished with our third annual APR. That's our annual proficiency review. This is where you're pretty much testing just to keep your job, or you got to do all these things, know the procedures, what's this, what do you got to do with this and that.
Right.
Guess what? Even the instructor at our airport failed this test.
Oh, what? now, question for you. Now, by the way, just in case nobody knows, George is a member of the TSA at a Washington area airport. Now, George, are these tests done without your knowledge? Do they essentially send through a secret shopper, for instance?
Or... No. It's an annual thing, pretty much.
I see. So you know what's happening. You know you're being tested. I see. Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, it's pretty much the most stressful time of the year for all the screeners. It's a first one is like just the rule book, you know, and the second one you look at. Second test is where you look at the images and find the bombs, and pretty much.
I see. And so your instructor failed the test. Well, now, does that mean he loses his job?
She said the Mod 3, the practical one, that's where you actually, you know, the screening of people in their bags and stuff like that, the physical screening.
Right.
That's where she failed. Luckily, there's a 3 strikes you're out thing on that.
Oh, I see. So she's only got one strike?
Yeah.
Got it. So what's the other entertaining story, George? What else you got?
We only have less than half of the people that we're supposed to have, and with this Mod 3, it's like pretty much we're going to lose more people. But on top of that, since they're trying to get people to do more overtime, so they're being like, hey, if you do overtime, we'll put you in for a time off award for a free day off, but we don't guarantee that you'll get it. But please come and do overtime.
Do you get paid extra for overtime?
Oh, yeah. That's a time and a half. That's just about every job, really.
Right. Well, sounds like a sweet deal.
Yeah, except that, you know, how can you be sure that you're going to get the time and a half, time off award?
Yeah, you can't
like
be.
That,
they
yeah,
might screw
like,
you.
Yeah, they're going to screw you. That's just like one of those, I'm hanging a carrot in front of you just to get you to do that kind of stuff. And some of them even talk about mandatory overtime.
Now, George, you were talking before about maybe moving into the world of bartending. I mean, it's been a while that you've been in this TSA job. I mean, aren't you sick of it yet?
Yes and no. And I'm looking into about right now. I just finished getting enough people to sign my petition to get on the ballot for Congress.
Really?
I want to see how that works.
You're going to be on the ballot for Congress, or do you have to file a file?
Well, I got to now send the whole thing in and cross my fingers and stuff, but as far as I know, right there, I don't have to pay anything just to get on there.
Wait, cool.
In Virginia, all you have to do is be at least 25 years old, live there for 5 years.
Is this for state house?
Oh, no, federal house of representatives.
Oh, wow, you're going big time, George.
Oh, yeah.
Are you running as a libertarian?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get on the thing as a libertarian.
That's fantastic. Well, best of luck, and let us know how it goes, man. We really appreciate hearing from you, as always. Can you imagine that? A libertarian TSA agent running for House?
It's a little confusing, House? But I'd vote for him.
I would, too. I'd like to see him in a debate. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. All right, so you know what? I had this FDA thing, but I also had this fantastic email from Brian, and it's been sitting in my email box. It's been just sort of burning a hole in it. I really want to get it out there.
Yeah.
It's really in-depth.
I know what it's like. You just got to read them.
It's really in-depth. It's from he's the same guy that has shared some of his class essays with us. He writes very pro-liberty-themed essays for his senior-level English class, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one is about public schooling. And he's sharing it with us. And I think it's just a wonderful comparison. Well, you'll see what I mean. A parable of public schooling, as he puts it. Under the guise of altruism, our government has fabricated a virtual monopoly on the educational systems in America. Not only has this facade of benevolence allowed the indoctrination of our youth with a mentality of dependence on government, but this bureaucracy is so inefficient that many graduate the system illiterate and unprepared to sustain themselves.
Right.
However, one should note that although the fallacy of the administration is evident, this problem will never be solved through the creation of a radical new federal program. Moreover, no reform, regardless of revolutionary caliber, will rectify a system that's inherently destined to failure. The erroneous nature of public schools, and I like to always say government-run public schools, may be best exemplified by comparison to the fiascos that would ensue if government controlled another vital service job. Let us imagine the innate dilemmas that would supervene government creating public restaurants.
Oh, I don't want that.
The first point of interest is the possibility of such a government restaurant system ever existing. If one contemplates the practicality of such a scenario, one would immediately recognize how ludicrous this concept really is. That said, we must focus on the stark reality of the liable American public. Let us envision how easily the general public could be convinced by politicians with declarations of socialist ideals. Do you want everyone to have access to food? Doesn't everyone have a right to eat? Isn't it worth slightly higher taxes to help those who deserve a meal? Thus, although we hope this absurd program never becomes a reality, let's continue with the analogy. I mean, you can easily see how they could sell this to people. I mean, don't you have a right to eat in America? This is a very saleable point. Furthermore, based on the methods used in determining the school curriculum...
I like this whole analogy with eating, because I don't think anyone in their right mind would expect the government to successfully feed the American people.
But the message with government schooling is that education's so critical.
Right.
Education's so critical, we can't leave it to the marketplace. That's the argument that these people make. So if education is critical, then it must be arguable that eating is critical as well. I mean, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, eating's way above education on
that.
It
is.
So he points out that, likewise to public schools that must have a standardized one-size-fits-all curriculum, these public restaurants would also mandate a standardized meal that everyone has to eat. These people may get to choose the condiments to dress up their meals, but would all essentially eat the same meal. Just as a different political interest groups currently debate the proper school curriculum, those with different diets would be disputing the appropriate menu. Currently, religious fanatics fight to bring the Bible to schools and ban teaching of science subjects such as evolution. Other arguments involve the level of discipline and the amount of free speech allowed in schools. The same types of disagreements would frequently occur in these public restaurants.
Absolutely, they would.
The vegans would not allow any animal products, and those of the Jewish faith would require kosher meals. Moreover,
trying to figure out what kosher is.
Those on the Atkins diet would refuse bread, later changing these specifications with the latest fad diet they became devoted to. Both in the public schools, the government schools, and restaurants, all of the interest groups would eventually have to reach compromises. In essence, this means that everyone's angry and will create new legislation whenever their party is in charge. This leads to a system of misplaced rage, where people blame the problems on those with opposing beliefs, rather than joining together and realizing that the system is the problem, not the opposite interest groups. So Brian's going to continue here, but we're going to the phones to Piscio in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Piscio.
Hey, how's it going? It's Skio, guys.
Oh, Skio. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, we're sitting, you guys are talking about citizenry and stuff. Well, are you familiar with James Traficant?
Who? The politician?
Yeah, James Traficant.
I don't know very much about him. He is in jail or something like that?
Yeah.
What about him?
He made a statement on Congressional Record about the United States being bankrupt. Are you familiar with that?
I am not. Sounds intriguing, so hang on, Skio. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
259-9231, the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find archives, an entire year's worth of the show, totally free. You just go and get them. There's no jumping through hoops. There's no membership fee. Right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Back to the phones we go. Back to Skio in Pennsylvania. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Skio, you're telling us about this guy named James Traficante. And what is it that he had said?
You can go to any search engine, and you can type in U.S. bankrupt.
Okay.
And you will find that it is on congressional record that the United States government is bankrupt.
So what's that mean?
Yeah, what's the definition of this?
The actual definition is slavery. No doubt about it.
I don't understand. I mean, we know that the government's highly in debt to the tune of trillions of dollars, so I guess that would make them bankrupt for sure. So what about
If we take the Wars and Power Act, and if we look at the Wars and Power Act, mm-hmm. okay, this has been on my mind for last week, and I needed somebody to talk to about it.
Here we are.
Okay. The Waters and Power Act, and I'm going to read it to you here.
Oh, I don't know if I mean, how long is this? Because we don't have all night.
Just a few minutes.
I don't know if we have a few minutes. You're going to have to give us the executive summary, man.
The executive summary is basically that they were trying to reform the government through this special deal. But the bottom line is this. If you read the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which, of course, you're familiar with, correct?
Yeah, it created citizenship, as I understand it, correct?
Correct. That took away our sovereignty.
Right.
Okay. Well, once we agreed to that, what they've done is the government was so slick and shy, because they were bankrupt, what they've done is underneath the Wars and Power Act, they had shifted all the power to the government. We are no longer in when they created the 14th Amendment, that took away our citizenship. So everything we do is nothing less than Hitler coming in the disguise of a free country.
You've lost me, I'm afraid. I don't understand. What?
All of our money, we're just paying, all of our money has nothing to do with keeping us free. All these Federal Reserve notes, I wish I had that.
Has anyone ever made the argument that the money's keeping us free? I mean,
our courts won't allow it. Our courts will not allow it. Now, there was a case a couple years ago, about 4 years ago, a man had got it on tape, and he almost had one of the courts that he has went to, I'm pretty sure it's the Court of Common Pleas, that he went to, almost admitting to it.
Admitting to what?
That the United States government was bankrupt.
Well, I don't understand the point. I mean, so what if the government's bankrupt? We know they're bankrupt. What is it you're getting at here?
The point that I'm trying to get at, I wish I had that damn paper.
Well, you got to prepare before you call in. All right, so you got to figure this out, man. What's
the point?
We got listeners out there, because like Mark and I, we're totally not understanding what you're trying to get at here. So I know my listeners are totally clueless as well.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is that they have created, because the government is bankrupt, and we are paying the government.
Right.
We are actually paying them to be their slaves. Underneath the 14th Amendment, we have driver's license, Social Security cards.
Right. So what's the answer? What's the solution?
The solution is to get a bunch of people together and say, look, enough is enough.
I agree. That's why we're joining the Free State Project. Thanks for the call, Scale. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He was a little, I get a little loose there, a little
sometimes
tidy.
get a little nervous,
yeah,
when you get on the radio. But we've heard some of these claims along the way. In the past, we've heard these kind of claims, and as far as citizenship, and we've had our rights taken away, and it's obvious. Over time, rights have diminished,
sure.
And the state has grown larger and larger.
And they've applied more numbers to us, like the Social Security number and mandatory licensing and that sort of thing, turning transportation into a privilege instead of a right. So no, there's no doubt. So there you go. That's what Scio thinks. We should all get together and stand up against the tyranny. And I agree with that part.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Is the government bankrupt? Sure. We're trillions of dollars in debt. Isn't that the definition of, essentially bankruptcy? I mean, there's no assets to back it up. Sure, they have a lot of land and everything, but all the money that we deal with is false. The Federal Reserve notes are backed by nothing. So, in fact, as I understand it, the debt is a result of us printing out Federal Reserve notes. The more we print, the higher the debt goes.
That seems so strange to me. That doesn't really make any sense, but,
Well, anyway, there you go. Let's return to government schools, because our friend Brian has emailed in here an excellent comparison between, well, what would happen? I mean, the presumption about government schools is that, well, we have to have government educate people. It's so important. But he's now juxtaposing that versus, well, we have to have government feed people. It's so important. I mean, if something's important, the idea is, if something's important, shouldn't the government handle it?
Right. And it's just showing how ludicrous the idea of the government handling schools is.
Right. So here we go. Continuing with his analogy here. Similar to the requirement that our youth must attend schools, it is law that your kids must go to some sort of government-approved school, whether it be a private school or homeschooling or the government school itself. They have to go somewhere.
Yes.
So all people, similarly, are obligated to eat the government meals. Even those who disagree with the content of the meals must consume them regardless. Those who fail to comply will be forced to imbibe the provisions. When one refuses the meals, armed bandits will come and shove a tube down their throats.
Now, hold on. It's not exactly right, this analogy. And essentially, the way to describe it would be that there, you know, the government would run all the restaurants, you know, and then you could open another restaurant to compete with that if you wanted to. And I think that in this way is the analogy, things would work so much faster because nobody would eat at the government restaurants because they'd be bad.
Yeah.
But it's okay to send your kid there because
things happen more slowly over time. He's not suggesting that there would be private options. He's suggesting this would be if government ran all restaurants.
But the government doesn't run all schools.
No, it doesn't, but he's not making that comparison. Anyway, this eliminates any opportunity to avoid digesting the rubbish force-fed by the government. The only other option is to attend a private restaurant. Oh, maybe he is. As long as it's approved by the government. Although this seems to be freedom of choice, one must remember that what this choice entails. If you choose to dine at one of these private restaurants, you must pay for that meal in addition to paying for the public restaurant meal, which you will never eat. One might also add that you're given the opportunity to cook your own meals at home. However, this activity is also regulated by standards of the government. Also, when you decide to provide home-cooked meals, you're still required to pay for the government restaurant meals that, again, you'll never eat. Thus, while you're allowed other options than the public restaurant, you must pay for these meals, even if you never step foot in those government restaurants.
Mm.
Lastly, we must discuss the budgets for these public services. Here we must postulate that funding would fluctuate for the government restaurants in the same fashion as occurs for government schools. This means, in a manner directly opposite of a real business. When a real business is successful, they make a profit and are driven to further improve. When a real business is unsuccessful, they lose money and eventually close down, as happens often in the restaurant business.
Maybe like 4 out of 5 restaurants.
This gives the business a profit incentive to perform well.
In the first 5 years.
This is simply not true of government services. When schools are performing miserably, we decide to award them more money based on the false idea that a lack of funding is the primary problem. As the schools fail more and more despicably, they make more earnings. This distorts the profit incentive in such a fashion that schools are nearly motivated to perform poorly. The worse they do, the more money they get. How does that apply to the restaurant industry? More on the way, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. On our website, you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. We're going through an email from young Brian, who is a senior in high school, and he, from time to time, will share with us some of the projects that he does for his high school English class, which include essays about pro-liberty topics. And in this particular one, he's just gutting the government school system by comparing government-run education to what would happen if government ran all the restaurants. And he's doing, I think, a bang-up job.
Yeah, I'd say so, too.
He's pointing out that as schools fail more and more despicably, they make more money. That's how government works. If a government program, it's not just government schools, it's all government. When government programs are failing, they say, oh, no, we're doing terribly. Clearly, we need more funding.
Well, I think that some states have a positive incentive program for government schools to do better. They have like this in Florida, they have this failing schools and A-plus schools and, yeah, and those kind of things, and they get more money based on those. But in general, he's right. You know, the more they, more government fails, the better it
well, nonetheless,
is funded.
The failing schools still get more money, don't they?
I don't know enough about it.
Okay. Well, anyway, he says, now imagine the equivalent scenario in the metaphor of public
They do still get a heck of a lot more money than a private school of the same size.
Right, and it's provided on a coercive basis as opposed to a voluntary basis. So Brian says, for instance, what if a finger is found at somebody's food in a government restaurant? This obviously means the restaurant needs more funding, and a committee should be instated to choose a team to create a plan for how to best develop an employee safety training program that would be required for all employees nationwide. The bureaucrats involved in these committees and planning teams would also need high salaries and immense budgets to ensure that all of the details are taken care of thoroughly in the next 5 to 10 years. However, due to unexpected circumstances, these plans may actually take an extra decade and a giant raise in the budget for the program to accomplish even a small portion of its original goals.
This might be some exaggeration, but it's not entirely exaggeration.
No. Furthermore, these restaurants would have no motivation to give good service and please their customers, since they get paid regardless and guaranteed repeat business. Even if the restaurant's filthy and the food is repulsive, those dependent on the government restaurant system will have no choice but to endure the shoddy service. Now Brian's going to share with us the solutions of the free market, but first we're going to the phones. Let's talk to Alexander in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Alexander.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to just clarify a discussion you guys were having on the United States being bankrupt.
Yeah.
And the United States isn't bankrupt. I don't know what he's talking about. Like, when it comes to, we are in debt. We owe a lot of people money. We owe merchants money. We also owe other countries money because we borrow from them.
Okay.
Because we don't want to tax, because if we tax, we make the people angry. If we tax too much, if we inflate, that makes the value of the dollar go down. That's pretty bad for international trade.
Yeah.
So we've just been borrowing a lot. And, I mean, we are in debt in the sense that we owe a lot of people money, but Keynesian economics, or, you know, John Maynard Keynes basically said it doesn't matter because we can just simply divide the debt in between all individuals in the country. So what the government makes us do is it says basically each individual owns or shares a part of that debt. So So we aren't really in, we aren't bankrupt. We do owe an immense amount of money. So just wanted to clarify.
But you're essentially saying that the check on the debt is the individuals in the country?
Yes, like the GDP of the country is the check on that debt. Once the debt goes beyond GDP, then you can say that we're bankrupt. Because, like, the U.S. uses it, like, number one, the Federal Reserve uses certain assets to back up the debt, like gold and
But it doesn't. It doesn't have gold to back up the money that it prints. And some of the loans, you say that we're taking out loans, whenever the bankers from around the world don't want to give the government a loan, then they turn to the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve guarantees a loan to the federal government. And the only way that they can do that is by printing out more money.
I agree. But what I'm saying is that there is gold in Fort Knox to back up the debt, not exactly.
There's allegedly gold in Fort Knox. When's the last time it was audited?
Well, I'm just saying what they tell us is to back up the debt, not the dollar. I know the dollar is a fiat money, but what I'm saying is that they have certain assets that they've either stolen or taken from the American people, and they use that as a claimed check on the debt. And the debt, if beyond those assets, the debt is owed by the American people. So in essence, all the assets the government has and whatever that could pay off the debt.
But that's like me saying, I understand where you're coming from, Alexander, but that's like me saying that, okay, I'm going to charge up all these credit cards here, and then I'm going to tell you that the debt is now owed by my children. It's not my fault anymore. It's all owed by my children. I know I did the charging, but it's not my debt.
I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying I don't think that's
a legitimate. I guess
plus
check
the fact
on the
there's
debt.
There's no evidence at this point that they have been willing to pay off this debt with any of their assets. I mean, at no point have they given up some of this gold in Fort Knox or taken a national park and said, well, let's just sell this off and we'll cut it up and give it to the debtors.
Right, they just keep going into
creditors.
Debt. I mean, no individual would ever be allowed to go so deep into debt, ever. It's just amazing. There's apparently a different set of circumstances and criteria that apply to government.
Sadly enough, that's true. I just wanted to clarify. It's not like I advocate Keynesian economics. I think that's total BS. But when it comes to the fact that we're in bankruptcy, like, I just wanted to clarify that's not true. We are in an immense amount of debt, and that's not very good. But
it sounds questionable either way to me. I don't really know. It doesn't really seem to matter either. I mean, the government's going to continue doing what they're doing, regardless of whether they're bankrupt or not. It doesn't seem to be an issue. Alexander, thanks for the clarification. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Am I being blind on this one, Mark? I mean, does it really matter?
There's no one to, if the government did go bankrupt, there's no one there to force them to sell off their assets to pay the creditors.
Good point.
I don't think a government can go bankrupt. Hmm. Not by the classic definition of it. I mean, I suppose that they've had their money fall apart and then therefore they don't have anything with which to purchase. I mean, if the dollar just became worthless, and so they can only print worthless bills, then they're in trouble. But
so there's a different set of criteria for a government to go bankrupt versus an individual.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
All right, let's continue.
Maybe somebody knows an example of a government going bankrupt out there. It seems like I know that Argentina had some trouble years back, and then took their currency and tied it to the U.S. dollar.
Hmm.
That pulled them out somehow.
So back to schools and the free market from our emailer, Brian. He says the root of difficulty determining the curriculum for public schools lies in the diversity of the people affected. Everybody has their own opinion, and no two interest groups will ever fully agree on a proper, acceptable curriculum. This is exactly what we've pointed out for ages on Free Talk Live, that the government essentially six people at one another's throats. It essentially says, okay, you guys get to argue and duke it out over what the appropriate curriculum is going to be, and we'll just sit here and watch the carnage, basically. And you've got the homosexual agenda fighting with the religious agenda, fighting with the black agenda, fighting with the, you name it.
Everybody's got an agenda. And,
right.
As long as there's a crudgel out there, this powerful tool that someone can use to knock somebody else over the head and take their stuff, it's dangerous.
Well,
that's what's happening.
As Brian points out, none of the interest groups are wrong. Instead, they're all right. They all deserve to get the education that they are looking for. But government never provides it. Books 4 coming up, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board systems there. Over 100,000 posts. And about 1,200 people interacting. Lots to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff, and more. All at bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. So, Brian, one of our younger listeners, he's still in high school, actually, and he's got a writing level that's way above my level, that's for sure. He's
certainly above me when I was in high school.
He's doing a great job at pointing out how asinine it is that we allow the government to educate our children. I mean, it's so important. Education's so critical. The last place we need to leave it in, the last hands that we need to leave it in, is in those of the government. And Brian's pointing out why it's so asinine. By comparing the education system to the restaurant industry. What would happen, he asks, if we allowed government to run the restaurants? Well, we would have big, bloated restaurant bureaucracies, people fighting over what sort of food would be offered on the menu, etc. And now he's pointing out that the marketplace is, of course, the answer for education. He's pointing out that the people that are fighting in the government school system, they're all right. All of them have what? All of them want a certain curriculum
right.
to come out of this government school system.
Just in the same way that somebody who goes into a restaurant and orders a hamburger or orders a ham sandwich or orders a salad, all those people are right, too.
Exactly.
They're not wrong.
And they deserve to get what they want, which is why it's so sad that they put up with this government crap.
They do deserve it, as long as they compensate somebody for it.
Well, right. So, as he points out, since nobody would be pleased with a single menu, different restaurants serve completely different varieties of cuisine.
Lots of different varieties.
Allows the vegans to eat at a restaurant that pleases them, the Jews to eat a kosher meal, and the fad dieters to find their perfect meal. Furthermore, one can change restaurants as often as one's appetite changes. One might prefer Chinese one night, Mexican the next, and later Italian meals. The same freedom of choice would be possible for government schools, or for public schools run in a marketplace. The religious fanatics could send their children to be taught from the Bible at school. The atheists could send
their... I don't think one would necessarily have to be a religious fanatic in order to want their children educated from the Bible.
Well, the atheists could send
My mom was a religious fanatic. She wanted me educated that way.
The atheists could send their children to a school void of religious influences, which instead focuses on academics. No longer would all the interest groups argue over a standardized curriculum, but instead, each group would have the freedom to send their children to a school that pleases them. This means that everybody will be satisfied rather than no one being satisfied.
Well, not everyone will be satisfied. There's always people out there, and it seems like in America, most people who want to control other people. So...
Sure.
You could very well have a school where people are, children are taught dance and art and important things like that. And then somebody, believe me, there's going to grow up an interest group for math that's going to say, this school isn't doing things right. And people are always wanting to put their hands in somebody else's business.
Right.
But in the process, they're putting their own hands in handcuffs because you can't take away someone else's liberty without taking away your own.
Well, that much is true, Mark, but if we had a free market-style education system, they could yell and scream all they wanted to,
so
long as they couldn't pass laws against the other school's curriculum that they didn't
like. We have a free market-style video game industry, and Mr. Jack Thompson's doing his darndest to
fight
that.
We're constantly going to be fighting. Mm-hmm. People like us that believe in liberty and freedom are constantly going to be fighting against those that want to control others. It's an eternal battle. The second topic for discussion, according to Brian, involves who's actually paying for these government services. As mentioned previously, everyone funds the services regardless of whether or not they actually use them. Like you and I. We don't have kids, but we're paying for the education system. Although this may be deemed, it should be noted that the rich pay a higher premium, but still receive the same level of shoddy service. Although this may be deemed equal, this term is in no way synonymous with fair or just. Moreover, both of these dilemmas have been resolved through the free market system of restaurants. When everyone chooses the restaurant they prefer to dine at, they're also deciding to fund the restaurant. Everybody pays for the meal at the restaurant their choice and is not forced to reimburse any other restaurant that they choose not to frequent. Furthermore, those who pay higher prices will often receive a better meal than those who choose inferior meals at the cheaper restaurants. While this system doesn't provide equal meals for everyone, it's certainly fair and just, since everybody gets what they've chosen to pay for. The same's true for private schools. They're funded only by those who receive a service, and those who pay a higher premium will usually receive superior education. The last matter has already been deciphered. If all schools were privatized, they'd be genuinely real businesses. This would restore the profit incentive that motivates them, or should motivate them, to excel. Likewise to private restaurants, private schools would have to please their customers if they wanted to continue to stay in business. Private schools that don't perform well will eventually close down, not at the cost of the taxpayers, but at instead the cost of the owner or the investors. They're the ones that would lose, not us.
Right.
Furthermore, the schools that actually provide a valuable service would maintain a customer base that allows them to stay in business. And I would suggest perhaps grow and expand and franchise. You know, if you've got a method of educating kids that's working and people are buying it year after year, spread it. Share it with other communities. So Brian says, thus, I firmly believe that the concept of government-run public schools should be completely abolished. The consummate annihilation of the entirety of government schooling would permit the free market to ameliorate all the problems caused by public schools. This overhaul of the education system wouldn't cost the taxpayers a penny, but would instead serve as a fundraiser when all of the existing schools are auctioned off. Not only would the caliber of education expand, but taxpayers would no longer fund the battle to teach those who don't want to learn. In the current system, kids are forced to attend schools, causing them to see education as a punishment rather than a privilege. If the students' families have to pay the school directly, they'll no longer take schooling for granted, but will instead view it as a serious endeavor. Moreover, those who fail to see the inestimable value of education will not be forced to attend. And their attendance would simply be an obstacle to those who want to learn. There's no doubt about it. The bad kids in the schools are the ones that don't want to be there.
Right.
Let them stay home. Later on, they'll figure it out and get their own education on their own. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Let's play a short game called Things That Don't Last Long Enough. Green Arctic summers and red hot loves may come to mind, but stay tuned and I'll tell you about a yellow quickie that's causing havoc on the road.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same. So go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Green light, red light. Oh, what happened to yellow? Seems the yellow light is going the way of a golden opportunity. It just doesn't last long enough. In fact, yellow lights in many areas have been shortened up to 30%, resulting in drivers running more lights and an increase in accidents. So what difference can a measly second make? In Mesa, Arizona, Public Works added an extra second to their yellow lights. And the long-lasting prizes were a 73% reduction in red light running and a major drop in accidents. If you're thinking in the short term, beware. An increase in cameras at red lights may catch you scooting through yellow, which will cost you some green. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. In the remaining moments, we might be able to sneak your call in here. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to shop with us over at Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. We've got a partnership with them. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, place your order, we get a percentage of the sale. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Just some final thoughts from our young listener, Brian, who's emailed us in on the whole schools issue. He's pointing out that let's hand over schools to the free marketplace. It's the only way to essentially save our kids, as he's going to point out here. He says, if we handed it over to the free market, then schools would no longer be for everyone, but would be reserved for those who are willing to learn. Because if your parents put you in a school, and you're acting out in class, and they go through some sort of discipline with you, and you still continue to act out, that school will say, bye-bye. We don't want you here anymore.
It's true, they
will.
Get
out. You're ruining our...
There will be schools, though, that pop up for kids that are a problem, too.
Of course there would. In conclusion, says Brian, it's essential that government schooling should be terminated so that we might reap the plethora of benefits associated with the free market. The abolishment of government schools is the only option to rescue America's youth from the government indoctrination that will eventually induce the downfall of America. You know, it's so sad, Mark, that, you know, in America we think education's so important, but yet we don't realize that it's the government that's ruining the entire picture.
It really is.
It's the government's fault. that kids are graduating unable to read and write. It's their fault.
I don't think there's many private schools that have that problem.
No, there's just not. We're going to the phone. Let's talk to Michael in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Michael.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah, let's definitely get rid of government schools, but I was just listening to last night's show, and you had Steve in Texas calling about the border checkpoints inside the U.S.
That's right, internal checkpoints.
I've been through two of them.
Really?
Yes. One of them, like Steve said, just outside of El Paso, and it is definitely open all night because I went through it at about 2 in the morning.
Right. Mm. What was it like?
This was back in 2002, so it may be worse now, but they just asked me a couple questions. Where was I going? Blah, 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 blah. Sent me on my way.
Right.
I'm not, I'm the right color, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, this one that might surprise you, is in just outside of Needles, California, which is just down the road from Las Vegas.
Got it.
So, I mean, I just got waved through at that one, but we didn't even stop. But the thing is, those internal checkpoints have already gotten pretty internal if they're almost to Las Vegas already.
What do you think the bureaucrat would have said, the security bureaucrat would have said, if you had said, it's none of your business where I'm going, sir?
Well, you know, if I'd said something like that, I might not even be talking to you right now.
Is that the vibe that you got from these people, that they were, you know, pretty tough about that sort of thing?
That's definitely the vibe I got.
Yikes. That's pretty scary that this is going on in America, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
And it's just going to get worse. I mean, as people continue to clamor for more immigration restrictions, the Texas politicians, the guys out from Needles, California, they're going to be the ones that are standing up saying, look, this is working so well. Let's spread this idea.
Yep.
Aren't they? That's what they do. Governments borrow ideas from one another. Bad anti-freedom ideas, at least.
Exactly.
Michael, final
exactly.
thoughts for us.
Well, that's why I signed up for the first 1,000.
Excellent.
Going to New Hampshire.
Great.
We'll see you there, man. Thanks for the call. 800. Well, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will be joining you tomorrow night. And hopefully we'll bring you the story about the sunscreen at that point, how the FDA is preventing you from accessing the very same sunscreen that the rest of the world enjoys. Isn't that nice? See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Why?